Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Isn't it amazing? Israel is 1/640th. I can't even put a fraction there of all the surrounding land of the Middle Eastern countries. 1/640th, if you want to put that in a fraction, okay? Compared to Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and all these other countries. Isn't it amazing? None of the other countries wanted these Palestinians. They had to pull teeth to let Egypt open a corridor for some of these Palestinians to go into what the other. Anyway, I could talk all morning about this, but that belongs to Israel. Gaza Strip, the West Bank, you ever heard of the West Bank? That belongs to Israel, okay? Also, some of Egypt will become Israel's. Syria, Lebanon, all of Jordan, some of Saudi Arabia because of those boundaries that we talk, and when you put it on today's map, and some of Iraq. It's going to happen. Israel is fighting today, and I didn't know what else to call it. I said it was a bunch of Arabs. Is that a bad term? I think they use that term. It's the correct term. I didn't want to be offensive, but I think that's how they describe themselves. Like, we call them other names, but that's a good name. And all the fighting is over this land. Bottom line, it's over this land. This fighting is because of what happened in Genesis 16, 1 through 4. Again, I'm not going to, time won't allow, but I talked about Sarah and Abraham. Well, Abraham, Sarah wanted a child, you know, about Hagar. Am I saying that name right? I want to say Hagar. 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 Hagar's a pair of pants. Hagar pants. Okay. Hagar. Okay. Do you know she's an Egyptian? We find that in Genesis chapter number 16. And you know the story. I got references here from my book, Danny, that we can refer to, but time won't allow me to do all the things. But it talks about where Sarah was told Abraham, or Abram, to go in to my handmaid. And I find it interesting, this, and I'm going to move on from here. I'm thinking back. You don't see Abram complain at all. Okay, I'll go in there. And Hagar came with child. His name was Ishmael. You know the rest of the story. We find later after Isaac was born, Isaac was weaned. Ishmael was about 13 years of age, if I get all my numbers right. I think it's 13 years of age, or at least 13 years later, something of that nature. Anyway, Abraham was throwing a big party for Isaac because Isaac had become weaned, Sarah. And Ishmael started making him fun of Isaac. Remember the story? I was going to read all this, but anyway, you refresh your memory. So Sarah said, that's it. Somebody's got to go. And, of course, you know the rest. Hagar and Ishmael went out into the desert, and the Lord appeared to him and said, listen, I'll make Ishmael a great nation. There's other things to talk about. There's verse, but he's going to be a wild man. He was an archer. And that's where the Arabs, I'm pronouncing it all wrong. Arabs, okay. All right. Y'all remember I went to school at Auburndale, so I'm kind of, okay, my pronunciation is different. Okay, anyway, the Arabs came through Ishmael. And ever since then, there's always been fighting. Ever since Ishmael and Isaac, there's always been problems. And there will continue to be problems until the Lord comes and sorts it out. We ain't talking about tribulation period. I'm talking about the revelation. When Jesus comes in all his power and glory, and he sets up and he rules and reigns. Let me give you, next week I'm going to preach, since this is fresh on everybody's mind, I'm going to preach about the Antichrist. I'm going to preach about Christ and the Antichrist. When the Antichrist shows up, and we're going to look at Daniel chapter 9 next week, Okay, he signs a covenant with Israel. Here's what I believe the covenant is going to be. They're all fighting over land. That's what it is. Okay. And I believe that the Antichrist is a Jew, and I'll point that out next week and other things from the tribe of Dan, other things we'll talk about next week. Anyway, we talked about this last week in my sermon, if y'all remembered, that the battle of Gog and Magog, it happens after the rapture, after the translation period. After the battle of Gog and Magog, where Russia and those armies of the north go back, one-sixth of the army it survives, five-sixths is destroyed. Remember, we talked about that last week. That after that is when I believe that the tribulation period will begin. When Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, the Antichrist signs that covenant, and I believe it will give them land. Talking about the Muslim, I really say Muslim folk, and Arabs. Arabs? Okay. The Muslims. Okay. Okay, you want this section. And that will allow Israel to build that temple up on the Temple Mount. They're going to build a temple during the tribulation period, and that's what they're wanting. We talked about this. I'll bring this out more. But again, the reason I said that this morning is because they're fighting over that land. And I think the agreement will be, okay, you're going to quit fighting. Russia and the army's going back up north. Whoever this great politician is going to stand up, and we'll talk about him next week. He says, here's how we're going to do this thing. They're going to have this section of land, whatever land it may be or whatever. I won't go into that today. The Jewish people can have their temple built. That's going to happen. And all this fighting is over a piece of property. Our Lord Jesus Christ came through the seed of Isaac, not Ishmael. His chosen seed. Okay, verse number 12. I got to move. I have so much here. Now you know why I couldn't get hardly through verse 16. Verse number 12, it talks about, therefore sprang there even one, and him as good as dead. Now just remember, at least years earlier, Abraham's now 99, when he able to be with Sarah. But years earlier, he had no problem with Hagar. Okay, I still won't say Hagar. Okay, Hagar. Okay, he had no problem. They had a child. So obviously between then and he was 83 or whatever that age was, between them and 99, he kind of lost that vigor. They didn't have, some of you old men use those pills. Yeah, they didn't have Viagra. I shouldn't say these things. But you understand what I'm saying. They were as good as dead. It wasn't happening again. Well, God gave them strength. Abraham and Sarah, so they could have a child. Because of the faith of Abraham and Sarah, they received God's strength. Don't overlook that. They were done. But God gave them strength. God gave them the ability to conceive and bear a son in their old age. Verse number 13 through 16. These all died in faith. And I wrote a note in one of the days, this would be in my commentary. They did not need to seek faith on the deathbed. They already had faith. They died in faith. In other words, they're not on their deathbed and, Lord, give me faith. No, they died in faith. They were believing God will fulfill his promises even when they were closing their eyes in death. And they hadn't seen it. We're going to read that. They not seen it. But yet they knew God was true to his word. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. None of these patriarchs saw the complete fulfillment of God's promise, but they saw afar off what God was doing, was going to do. By the way, that's why it's called faith. If you see, we looked at this in the book of Romans here. If you see it, it ain't faith no more. But you don't see it. Now it's not a jump in the dark, but you see it by faith based on the word of God. You believe it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.